So the question really is, how do you begin again when you really go through something or you take a break in your art business? Because life comes at you fast, you can't predict it, and your mindset is so crucial. And that's what this podcast is for. It's about the real life stuff. It's about being in this together, and it's about balancing our lives and our art businesses so our hearts feel whole and complete, and we can stay motivated and excited about what we're doing. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you will get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've turned over 750 artists into artpreneurs. I'm an artist, marketing expert, coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you feel like the badass artist that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. Hi, my loves. Today, I'm going to share a personal story with you. If you can hear that snorting, that's Lola. I have her in my lap. If you're not watching on YouTube, Lola's my Frenchie. And I'm going to tell it to you like you're my best friend, because that's what I said in the show opening. I want to share my life with you, the good and the bad. When the story is over, I am going to tie it into an art business lesson that we can all share. Put her in that bed next to my office chair. The question I get from artists all the time is that they've taken a break from their art business, or they've been through a crisis, or they've just simply been busy and they don't know how to get back to their art business. They're overwhelmed at the thought of getting started. It's daunting. This is the perfect story. It's the perfect segue to the 5 tips to bounce back to your art business when you've gone through something or you've taken a break. But before we begin, let's start with some good news. We have reached our first milestone in the Hot Podcast Summer Prizes. I told you I was going to share a screenshot of the winning review. I'm choosing at random. So go ahead and check the newsletter to see if you won. To sign up for the newsletter, it's on jennawebart.com/podcast. And I'll also make the announcement in our private and free Facebook group that you can join and get the link to when you sign up for the newsletter. So thank you so much. We've reached our first milestone, and there's going to be so many more chances to win these amazing prizes. So thanks for supporting the show. It really, really means a lot, and it helps a lot. Empowered Artist Podcast listeners, I love you so much. How would you like to listen to this podcast with a fresh new pair of Beats headphones, or have $50 Amazon cash to spend on whatever you want? To enter to win these prizes, follow the show, then scroll past the episodes and hit the 5-star rating and write a review. I will be announcing winners when we hit milestones like 55 reviews, 75 reviews. I'm sure we can blow past 100 reviews. I'm going to be sending out screenshots of the winning reviews in my email newsletter. Sign up for my email newsletter at jennawebart.com/podcast. It's linked in the show notes. I'm so excited. Pause the show right now, follow, and write a 5-star review. I can't wait to see it. I hope you win one of the Hot Podcast Summer Prizes. So last Thursday, I lost the love of my life. My 13-year-old Boston Terrier, Gus, I've had him since he was a puppy, and he's been through all of the wonderful times of my life and all the very difficult times of my life. He's been my rock and he's been my angel. He's definitely my emotional support animal as much as my best friend. And I'm sure if you have a dog, you understand what that's like. It all started last Wednesday morning. I woke up to the sound of what I thought was dog vomit or scratching on the floor. And so when I came to, I realized that my dog was having a seizure. And luckily, I was not alone. And also, very ironically, I had someone I was newly dating who had slept over. And let's just call him Mark because he looks a little bit like Mark Ruffalo, if you know who that actor is. So Mark definitely rose to the occasion on what was to come. So I said, Mark, I think Gus is having a seizure. And he had been through this, so he looked over the edge of the bed and was like, yeah, he's definitely having a seizure. And I could tell. I mean, he was, you know, paddling in the air, foaming at the mouth, all the things. And what was most worrisome is it was a long seizure. And I was just like, why is this happening so long? In all reality, it was probably 7 to 8 minutes. And what was actually kind of funny, I'm just weird and I make jokes and I find humor in these situations sometimes. By the time we got to the vet was like, so how long was the seizure? And I was like, it was 20 minutes. And Mark was like, it was 10 minutes. So that just goes to show you, like, when it's your own baby, like, time just is such an illusion. That was my baby, so it just felt like way too long. But the vet was particularly alarmed because when they explained what seizures are for dogs, anything over 3 to 5 minutes is the danger zone when a seizure lasts that long. So Mark was like, okay, we need to go to the emergency vet right now as soon as the seizure ended. So it was great to not have to go through this alone. You know, I'm kind of like a trooper in emergency situations. Like, I'm able to just do what I need to do. Like, my parents got in a terrible car wreck in October, and I was just able to, like, get through it, take action, do what I need to do. But it was really nice to go through this with a partner or a friend. And so Mark drove to the emergency vet, and Gus was sort of awake and a little disoriented, but he was awake and he was himself. I was able to hold Gus and monitor him. Long story short, I was explained what's up with seizures, why he likely has it. And we were sent home with the diagnosis of Gus is an old dog. It's likely a brain tumor. And I've been prepared because a year ago, Gus was diagnosed with cancer. And so I've sort of been prepared for, you know, I am not going to let my dog suffer. At the first sign of a big medical event, I'm not going to let my dog suffer. So I've been prepared of, you know, what am I going to do? I got his cancer diagnosis in August. And when he made it to the end of the year in December, I couldn't believe it. I was so grateful. Every month I was counting and I was just so grateful. And I've spent extra cuddle time. Like, our family routine is to get in bed. Our family routine, meaning I'm single. So it's like me, Gus, and Lola get in bed, watch a true crime documentary, all snuggle up. And then when it's time for bed, I put them in bed and they go to bed together and they snuggle. So they are best friends. So then January comes around, he's made it to the new year. And then the summer comes around and he's kicking it. He's kicking it. He's going strong. So now he's diagnosed with a likely brain tumor that's causing seizures. So the vet sends us home with medicine. And 2 hours later, he's having more of a mild seizure with, like, facial tremors. So we go back to the emergency vet. And to try to make this long story a lot shorter for you, basically, things are just getting worse. Over the next 24 hours, I'm bringing him back home. I am not able to give him the stronger medicine they prescribed. His jaw is locked so tightly. He's actively seizing for 24 hours, guys. It was horrible. He was suffering. And this is what I promised myself I would not let happen to my dog. the love of my life, I decided that I was going to put him down. And so that's what I did on Thursday, July 20th. I put Gus down and I went to the vet and they gave him the injections. The vet was very gentle and he peacefully crossed the rainbow bridge and went to heaven. And I have never put a dog down. I've never had an old dog. I've had Gus since he was a puppy. So this was just incredibly hard. Gus has been there with me through every excruciating migraine I've ever had. I throw my comfy clothes on. The first thing I do is grab Gus and we go cuddle and take a nap. He's been there through every heartbreak, including one and failed engagement. He's been my adventure buddy, going on hikes. He's my clown and my cuddle buddy. Definitely my emotional support animal as I have chronic illness. You know, the hardest part is that I am not the only one suffering a loss here. Lola is without her best friend, and Lola is 6, and I got her as a puppy. And when I leave the house, I leave Gus and Lola in the room together, and they are always cuddled. Like right now, I have this little bed next to me in the office and it's the size for one small dog, like one French bulldog. But Gus and Lola will sleep in it together. And I'll show you in my Instagram. They'll sleep in it together on top of each other. It's adorable. And then Gus will lick her incessantly all day long. It's hilarious. So I'm like, no, that's not his sister. That's his sister wife. They are lovers. I think Gus lasted so long after his cancer diagnosis because he had Lola to keep him going so strong. So Lola's a bit confused and she's not really eating, but I'm giving her extra love throughout the day. The timing of this is just so weird because when I record a podcast, I upload it and it automatically gets released at the scheduled time. So when episode 14 was being released at 5 a.m., that's exactly when Gus was having this epic seizure. And I had already automatically scheduled all my social media posts for the week. So the world had no idea what I was going through the lens of social media. And of course, we never can really know what people are going through the lens of social media. And one way I handled this in my art business is, oh, I definitely took off. I canceled meetings the day of the emergency vet, and I canceled meetings the day that I put him down and the next day, and then I had the weekend. So I took my own bereavement to honor Gus and feel my feelings and go through it. And I have virtual assistants who handled tasks for me. The more important meetings I had on schedule, I just pushed out. I'm going to be sharing some memorial reels of Gus on Instagram, and you can see like the cute things that I'm telling you about Lola. But as I've told you before, I love to share quotes and art business takeaways from every single episode on Instagram so you can keep and remember them. And so when I give you the 5 tips from today's show, they will be there. If you want to give me a follow at jennawebart.com on Instagram. Hey, love, what is your biggest art business question or challenge right now? I would love to know, and I would love if you would ask on my podcast voicemail. That's right. Record a voicemail for me. It's so easy to do. You just go to my website. You don't have to download a thing. I would love to incorporate your question on the show. To find a link to do this and find a link to many free art business resources and guides that I have for you, click on today's episode to find the show notes or go to jennawebart.com/podcast. So the question really is, how do you begin again when you really go through something or you take a break in your art business? Because life comes at you fast. You can't predict it. And your mindset is so crucial. And that's what this podcast is for. It's about the real life stuff. It's about being in this together. And it's about balancing our lives and our art businesses so our hearts feel whole and complete, and we can stay motivated and excited about what we're doing. So how do you begin again? Well, first of all, I'm going to raise my hand and tell you I am the poster child of beginning again. If you're not familiar with chronic migraines, which is what I have, so migraines last anywhere from 4 to 72 hours, and they come with over 100 symptoms that are not just head pain. Now, I have chronic migraine, and by definition, what that means is that you have migraine symptoms for 15 days a month or more. But I am actually a severe case. I kind of blow my own neurologist's minds. So I have nearly daily chronic migraines that knock me on my ass. And I constantly am beginning again. And I will tell you, it's never too late to begin again, no matter what your goal is. I do it every day. I routinely have to pick myself up and get going again. So this is how I do it. So here are your 5 tips to bounce back in your art business after a break or a hardship. Number one, having a morning routine really helps me just get going. When you want to lay in bed and ruminate and dwell or sleep, it's so easy to succumb to that. But if you have a morning routine that gets you up and moving, that is the most solid and epic way to start your day. I would love to do an entire episode on that. Let me know what your questions are about your morning routine. Number two, having goals that I am really, really excited about that truly motivate me. Because when I'm not motivated, I don't do much. But the more motivated I am and the more excited I am, the more actual productivity that comes out of me, not busy work, but real productivity. So being motivated and having a very meaningful goal. Number three, and I think this is the most important to beginning again, is taking the smallest action towards that goal. The tiniest first step that you can think of. Not thinking about the whole mountain, but the first step that you can do. I love what I do so much. I look forward to working. So I needed this time to honor Gus and my feelings and go through it. But I knew that once I got the rest I needed and I got back to work, it was going to be a welcome distraction and a very healthy distraction. So I've got the time I need to still honor my feelings, because I'm not going to just grieve Gus in like a couple days. That's impossible. I have been spending nights in my bed listening to a Gus playlist and looking through his pictures. And I'm not a crier, but this definitely makes me cry. And I think it's helping me process my emotions. So that's really good. But I freaking love what I do, every minute of it, getting up and working in the morning and going through my normal daily routine that I would love to share with you on an episode. It gets me really excited. So the daytime feels like a great time to be productive and keep things moving forward and not dwell, but taking action and giving Lola some extra love along the way. Even, you know, most podcasters would remove all the sound from their podcast, but I'm like, no, please stay right here and snore it up, girl. But the truth is, we are all capable of doing hard things. We are resilient. And taking it one day at a time and one step at a time, it's going to be okay. You know, I don't want to begin again without Gus. I really don't. But it will be okay. And I am definitely like a silver linings person. And this will be a chance to get closer with Lola. Gus likes to whine, wake me up at 5 a.m. So, and then bad sleep triggers migraines. So I might get better sleep, but I would not trade that for the world. You know, I feel like I'm just running off on a tangent, but if you were
my girlfriend or you're my best friend, I would be doing that if you were sitting here. We'd be having coffee in our pajamas and I'd be crying with you. So there it is. Number four is accountability. It really helps me to have some skin in the game. So what I mean by that is I have a team. I have virtual assistants that I need to get back to. I have customers who are asking me questions who need me. I have students who need me. I have meetings with my partners. It's not only me that if I wanted to just take off a few months, I can't because I am accountable to other people. And having an accountability partner is something that can help keep you on track and motivated. The meetings that I pushed back last week, they're going to be happening now. I had to get online today and talk to my team. So having skin in the game is really important than just going at it alone, because when you go at it alone, you're left to your own devices, and that's not good. I've done that before in my art business, and that really sends you down a path of nowhere when you're left to your own devices. That's why people struggle so much working from home and get distracted by the laundry or the dishes. Accountability. I know a lot of my Artpreneur Academy students listen to this. So if you are one of my students, you have a lifetime access to the course. And if you took a break, there is a brand new course roadmap and a course progress tracker to get you right back on track. And it's so easy to begin again and just pick up where you left off because you have that roadmap and that tracker. And the course lays all the groundwork out for you. You have the exercises, you have the built-in accountability, you have your accountability partner, and it makes it so easy to take action in your business just simply by starting again. You can set your goals, you can begin again. All right, number five, you can always begin again, just like in meditation. So meditation is focusing on your breath. And when your thoughts take you somewhere else, because that is so natural, that happens to everyone who meditates, your thoughts take you somewhere else. And how you start meditating again is you take it back to your breath. And that's how you begin again. And that has been my metaphor ever since I started meditating years ago. It's such a good metaphor for life. And for your art business is you simply begin again. And you have the power to, just like in meditation, begin again at any moment. So whether that's big picture, okay, I took a longer break than I intended for my art business and I'm beginning again. Or if it's just during one day, like for me, for example, if I have a killer migraine in the morning, I take a nap, I take some medicine. Well, I can start my workday later and begin again and just start my routine later in the day. And that's beginning again. So it's never too late to begin again. And I think what we need to do with ourselves is be gentle and kind to ourselves, because when we go through real shit in life, and you have to honor your feelings, take breaks when you need to, in order to be revived and full and motivated. We can't dwell in things forever. That's why it's good to have these goals that are so motivating and exciting. And we take a short break. It's good to take the break, self-honor, but it's always good to get back to work because that makes you feel good, right? It makes you feel good when you're moving towards something. The more you practice that, the more you practice beginning again, it'll make you feel like the empowered artist, like the badass artist that you are. I'm sending you a lot of love today. Thank you so much for listening to my story about Gus. And let's all send him some kisses and well wishes over that rainbow bridge.